Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 4 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick a topic and draft our top choices. Listeners and fans vote to determine the winners. Follow the podcast on Instagram at @Life's_A_Draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page to vote after each episode. After the draft, we play a new game called Closest for the Win. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. He's been going to the movies, getting dental work, and watching lots of t-ball and softball games. Birdo is here.
And coming home to a broken refrigerator. It's brand new. Good times.
It was the best of
warranty.
It was the blurst of times.
Wondering if the Flex Seal spokesperson, Phil Swift, will ever live up to or surpass OxiClean's Billy Mays' legendary status. Diltz is here.
He just needs one night of a cocaine-fueled bender, and I think he's there. He's getting close.
What about the ShamWow guy?
That intro.
Packing all his belongings to move halfway across the U.S. of A. Catman is here.
What's up? How many Funko Pops fit in a large, heavy-duty Home Depot box? A lot.
24.
Never counted.
I'm like let down now. I wanted to know if I was right.
Becoming a regular at Shorebirds games, counting the days with his kids to the unofficial start to summer, and guaranteeing he won't pick a Seahawk tonight because it's as fake as Bigfoot is, Shine is here.
Fake birds.
It's an Ospreys.
They're not the Seattle Ospreys. They are the Seattle Seahawks, and a Seahawk is fake.
Also recently attending a Shorebirds game where his kids got to run the bases. He saw as many home runs as hit by pitches and spent way too much money while sweating like a rhino in the grasslands of southeastern Africa. J-Cat is here.
Hello, everybody. So I've come up with the Shorebirds new logo for the 2022 season. Hashtag minor league talent, major league prices. It's unreal.
How much was a dog at the game?
$350 for the chintziest little dog. You could upgrade to a stadium dog for $450 and it still wouldn't have fed my kid. Like, it's unreal.
There's a difference between like a regular dog and a stadium dog.
Much of the beers.
More girth. for light beer.
How much? $9.88
for a 20-ounce beer.
That's getting to stadium big league prices there.
Mm-hmm. And you drink nine of them, and the Young Life people feeding you the beer start to look at you a little weird.
You got to go on Thirsty Thursday, J-Cat.
Well, these were the tickets for Rowan, you know, reading X amount of books. And
yeah.
So just happened to be, it was a Sunday.
And it was only like 96 that day. So you're probably all right. Oh. Shine, did you go too that day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was there. We ran into each other.
Yeah, so
podcaster.
And I am your host, Eric. I spent the weekend on the Chesapeake Bay in Crisfield, Maryland, visiting mansions and attending parties for a friend who recently became a doctor. Good times.
Your wedding crasher?
Pretty much.
Did you hunt quail?
Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. Oh, we didn't play any football.
Did you get a guess?
Decimating the grub population.
Did you play tummy stick?
No. Don't forget, you can now get Life's a Draft merchandise. It is available on tpublic.com. You can search for Life's a Draft and it'll pop up. You can get items including tees, hoodies, mugs, and stickers. Check for the link on our Facebook page and at the bottom of the voting page each episode. TeePublic also runs sales, so wait for a sale to save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the Star Wars draft. Coming in sixth place with 7 points, 7.7% of the votes.
I'm one comments with the forces with me.
Comments include... Duel of the Fates is my gym hype song. Also, mostly the video games that drew me there. Though a couple here and there fell flat, the majority of them bring new life and new myth to the whole story. Bounty Hunter and the old GameCube is a highly underrated game. And of course, both KOTOR.
KOTOR.
Knights of the Old Republic.
Knights of the Old Republic. I should have known that. Are classics. KOTOR. Catman's team, draft in less than 12 parsecs. Sixth place.
Well, I guess I better get my first round pick ready in less than 12 parsecs here.
Coming in fifth, we have a tie. So I have a tiebreaker question between these two podcasters, between these two guys. Comments include, Obi-Wan and Anakin's fight on Mustafar is the best, hands down. I could write a really long explanation, but you really just have to watch it. Poe Dameron has like the X-Wing version of that fight when he saves Han, Chewie, and Finn from the First Order. Birdo's team, Power of the Light Side, 11.5% of the votes.
I got no dukes.
And tied for fifth, comments include Star Wars Lego encompasses the toys, video games, and most of the stuff on everyone else's list. Also, Boba Fett. Diltz's team, Han picked first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I already see where this is going, and I don't like it.
The tiebreaker question for Diltz and Birdo. We're going to do a closest for the win, closest without going over. Are you ready?
Do you win second pick or third pick?
You come in fourth place, not fifth.
You come in fourth place. I don't know. I can never decide how to do that.
Great guy there.
Rather lose and get the higher pick.
Yeah.
that's a Lions fans train of thought. I'd rather lose so we can get one extra pick, and I'll pick the elephant that I want so bad.
Well, I assume he wants the lion.
Or does he?
Or a piston.
All right, what's the game here?
Tiebreaker, closest for the win. How much was James Earl Jones paid up front for the role of Darth Vader? His agent told him to take the money and run because he didn't think it would be good. So how much did he get paid up front? Now, he may have got paid more afterwards. But how much did he get?
Did he do this for free? Is this the joke?
No.
It was voice work in 1977,
I see it, bro. What'd you say, Dills? Oh my gosh. They both said 3,000.
All right. Just play Duel of the Fates right now.
Birdo has 4,500. Dilt has 7,777. The correct answer is $7,000. So Birdo, you were closest for the win.
Yes. Wait, I got what I wanted.
He's hyped. Wow. I think so, yeah. All right. In third place, with 15.4% of the votes, comments include, Sith on a Plane has a great big three in the opening crawl, The Force, and arguably the GOAT Star Wars scene in Vader's Assault in Rogue One. Tough team to beat. Sith on a Plane wins. And finally, seeing Vader go all Vader in Rogue One was the best part of that movie and something we hadn't seen on the big screen before. Lots of love for the Vader Rogue One scene. J-Cat's team, third place.
If nothing, I'm consistent.
So is Rob.
Grogu.
In second place, comments include one name, Grogu.
Oh, damn it.
And
yay, he didn't win. He didn't win at all.
George Walton Lucas Jr. was included. Lightsabers action, 21.2% of the votes. Shine's team, second place.
I'm pretty happy with that. I haven't been in first or second in a hot minute.
I'm now playing this season under protest for the fourth
consecutive. I'm sending you the picture right now of the final rankings because I knew there was going to be some shade being thrown.
Eric's taking over the shine role, picking swimming, biking, toys, and music. They're lame. They're lame picks. You're pandering.
Wow.
Oh wait, you call
definitely not.
This is some
definitely not pandering. And in first place, for the first three-peat in Life's a Draft history, comments include, if you don't pick John Williams, then F you. And my team was, never tell me the odds, 32.7% of the votes. We have an all-time great comment listed on why he picked my team, but it encompasses a bunch of things. So I'm going to go ahead and read a fan favorite comment. Listener, Nate Dogg. Here was his comment for why he picked my team. Okay, so this was a hard pick for me. Every choice was full of good memories. Legos. Every time we played Legos, it was Star Wars. We didn't have Star Wars Legos. It was just build a ship and put on anything that looked like guns. Star Wars video games. Dark Forces for PlayStation 1. That game was awesome. The level where it was all, where it was an all droids factory and they all came alive at the end of the level, I was legit scared. Force Unleashed for the Wii. Played that game alone in a hotel every night for a week. When I left the room, I would try to open doors with the wave of my hand. Lightsaber. Bro, every stick in the woods was a lightsaber. The greatest weapon of all time. I hate that Disney allows anyone to use one. You could cut off your own limbs for sure. Well, I would. Also, when I was a kid, a lightsaber could cut through steel like butter. Now they just leave a scar. Anyway, the Force. The light versus the dark. Yin versus Yang. Good versus evil. WWLD, what would Luke do? Superman is okay, but to train and get better at using the Force, Force Unleashed. He brings down a Star Destroyer. What? To Rey, when she's resisting Kylo Ren and discovering the Force, side note, Rey, when she sees herself as a Sith, insane. Okay. So I had to vote for Never Tell Me the Odds. Turns out that that's kind of how I live my life. Impulsive bad decisions because it could be awesome. Done. Action figures equal 100%. If I had boys instead of girls, I'd be playing with action figures right now. As a kid, I had an awesome rotting tree stump with moss and weird mushrooms growing on it. Bet there are still guys held hostage there. C-3PO, for sure. Least favorite. Slave Leia, LOL. I met her once. It was on the boardwalk in New Jersey. She was doing some kind of signing thing. But there wasn't anything else like Star Wars going on. It must have been an all-time low for her. Definitely after what I said to her. I was 18 and I didn't think it through. Didn't think through what I was saying much. I said to her face, you used to be so hot. I thought at the time it was a compliment. Her face said otherwise. She immediately looked at me with disgust and let down. Can't remember how I left the awkward situation, but I thought about it that whole day, thinking I'm such a jerk. Fact remains though, Slave Leia was so hot. Lastly, the bar song. Do, 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 do. If there was ever space bars on other planets, every single one would have that song on its greatest hit records, on its greatest hits in the jukebox. It gives that good, shady, make it or break it kind of feeling. Nate Dogg, Never Tell Me the Odds. That was his reason why. A lot of stuff to unpack there. When you do a re-listen, you're going to catch some things you didn't hear that time. The tree stump would still have figures in it. Some weird mushrooms growing. So that was pretty sweet. Before we wrap up the Star Wars draft, here are some things we should have drafted. Darth Revan, possibly the best Jedi and Sith of all time. In The Mandalorian, when the stormtroopers can't hit the can they're shooting at, the two guys on the speeder bikes, LOL. He shakes the gun like there's something wrong with it. The Wilhelm scream, sleeping in a tauntaun. Han Solo, clone troopers, Star Wars Lucky Charms. So-called gray Jedis, living that nice balance between light and dark. The Expanded Universe books, X-Wing series, Thrawn trilogy, Courtship of Princess Leia, Jedi Koran Horn, all amazing. Baby Ewoks are the cutest. Padme and Anakin falling in love before he lost his stuff. Some of the lore, like Qui-Gon having not finished the training for Force Ghost stuff, but still being able to retain enough for himself to contact Yoda and teach him the methods.
Who?
Donald Glover as Lando. C-3PO, Kylo Ren, pod racing, Ewoks, Endor, analyzing Anakin's blood, episode one. No one mentioned incest kissing. I don't kink shame. Palpatine and everything he says. Dash Rendar, Zero the Hutt, Rats Tyrell's widow. Padme's incessant need to have so many decoys. Anakin's hatred of sand. The way Tusken Raiders ride Banthas, the Ewoks accidentally making the Rebels cannibals. They were definitely eating stormtroopers at the end celebration. Tauntaun sleeping bags, Jack Porkins having a high midichlorian count, Land and Lando's cape collection are things that we should have drafted. One more. I will read who said this one at the end, and you'll know why I read it. Fun fact, Lucas came up with the AT-AT walker when he was writing Star Wars in San Francisco Bay, and the cranes there look just like those AT-AT walkers. Also, George Lucas should have been picked. Mars rule.
What?
First of all, it wasn't Bomar, by the way. And also, if you guys only knew how many times people put things that were drafted in the what you should have drafted list, it would blow your minds. But the fact that he said that and then put Mars Rule, it just had to be read. Those were the things that should have been drafted in the Star Wars draft. Any last comments before we go to this week's draft?
I sense a great disturbance in our voters.
Qui-Gon, please smash me. I watched Phantom and it bounced. Like, I can only get the boy. Holla at your boy, Qui-Gon out.
Wow, smash me. All right, this week's draft is animals. We're talking wildlife animals. We draft however you want, cutest, coolest, most vicious, but dogs and cats are not allowed to be drafted. I'll say that again. Dogs and cats, just the animals of dogs and cats. If you want to draft a certain dog or cat, I guess you can, but just dogs and cats are not draftable because they are the Reese's Cup pick of the week. Whether you're a dog or a cat person, it would just slaughter the votes. So, Catman, you got the first pick in the animals draft.
Oh, do I have the first pick? Feeling pretty good about this one, though, boys. All right. Well, my number one pick, it's a sweet animal. It's really cool. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, do it.
The only continents without this animal are Australia and Antarctica. Fact number one. Their fur contains between 600,000 and 1 million hair follicles per square inch. Unlike most other marine mammals, they lack a blubber layer, so their fur like keeps them warm. They eat stuff on their tummies. Otters. First pick, first round.
Utterly ridiculous.
Ugh. I was at the Seattle Aquarium a couple weeks ago, and I probably spent 45 minutes just watching the otters swim around. They're so awesome.
Mad right now. They will, that's the one animal I wanted.
And that was my number two pick. They will hold each other's hands so they don't drift away when they're swimming, like when they're sleeping. Like they hold hands so they don't float away.
A group of otters is called a raft.
Dope.
Unreal.
Also,
I see them every once in a while out here too.
Just to kind of maybe not get you some votes, otters also have particularly stinky poop, which even has its own name.
Sprites. Sabotaging my first round pick.
I'll just tell you, I had it in my notes, but they have their own name for their poop, Sprints. I had the hair follicles thing too.
I did not see otters going number one at all. I thought I
otters are awesome, and it's going to be a juggernaut pick. Like, I'm telling you, Rob could pick like dung beetles and stuff, and he would still win.
My 4-year-old son is currently obsessed with sea otters, so.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're a big deal.
Vontae Mack, no matter what.
Yep. No, that's not a Vontae Mack pick. No, it's a great pick. Vontae Mack would be like an eighth pick. That's you pick number one. True, otters are a juggernaut. Otters are the LeBron James pick.
Barf.
Dilts, you are up next in the animal draft.
Take a look at my in-depth list here.
Oh, seven animals.
like you're not going.
I know. I was like,
sports mascots. There's no way.
Right now, he's trying to read a 4-letter word on the phone.
If otters weren't your number one pick, Dilts, what was your number one pick?
I didn't really have a number one ready. I mean, I got a list.
That makes a lot of sense.
Checking it twice. I'm gonna go with the of the ocean.
Oh my god!
They beat the shit out of animals for fun.
Oh.
Luckily, they don't maul us that much unless you're at SeaWorld. Give me killer whales.
Wow, good pick. It's on my list.
Does anybody have a Jackson song in the back of their head right now as they're thinking about
that song's ooh, 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 me like the river Dilty. All right, killer whales. Dilts, have you seen the movie Orca?
No.
You don't need
to. I will let you borrow it. Orca destroys a whole town because it sets like the thing on fire by hitting like a gas tank. It's out for revenge because its orca fetus was cut out of its belly. It's incredible. But with the third pick in the animal draft, Birdo is up.
You know what I'm picking.
Yeah.
World's largest rodent. That is a fantastic swimmer, but also agile on land, going up to 21 miles per hour. Other animals use them as furniture. And as a student in my school once said, it looks like they just don't care about anything. The capybara, the capybara, the greatest animal, unbelievably adorable, lazy, and just awesome.
Look up the old lady who used to have the capybara as a pet. It like slept on her bed, had a party hat on.
Yeah, they have like leashes. You can put them on a leash. They swim in swimming pools. They just are there. They rule. And baby capybaras are adorable.
J-Cat, you have the fourth pick.
This is hard. I'm sorry. There's two wonderful animals that are endearing and cute in their own special ways. I'm going to have to go the one that is an aquatic mammal. It's part beaver, part duck, part scorpion. And that would be beloved and mistake-filled platypus. Two venomous fangs on their rear ankles that they can, you know, unreal. Yeah. Platypus all the way.
The babies are super. You ever seen a baby platypus?
Oh my goodness.
Like the cutest thing ever.
So cute. And the sound they make? Oh man.
I haven't heard a sound. But also, did you, I had this fat cat, J-Cat. Have you ever seen them when they're under UV light? Give off like a bioluminescent, like a blue-green glow. They like glow like the predator. It's crazy. Yeah. Like I never saw it before. I saw that fact. I was like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome, man. If I could have one, preferably a female, because they don't come with it. They don't have like the venom like shanks on their back. definitely have a pet.
Thanks. All right. Shine. I have a feeling that Shine's gonna pick an animal that isn't on anyone's list. That's how I feel with his first pick. Or it's so generic, everyone just had it on their list just because.
Well, Bobby kind of called me out before this even started. I came here tonight to draft Tyrannosaurus Rex. But then as I got down here and I'm reading through the text, and it was like, Shine's definitely going to pick a dinosaur. And I was like, mother.
Now he's going to pick a cat.
It's so funny because I was thinking the same exact thing, bro, before you texted it. Like all week, I was like, Shine is definitely going to pick a dinosaur.
Well, now I can't pick a dinosaur, at least not right now.
There are no dinosaurs on this draft.
Mastodon doesn't count.
This animal travels 50 miles per hour, is carnivorous, has a bite force of 650 pounds, a lifespan.
Let me verify that.
Sorry, 15 to 16 years, and it weighs up to 420 pounds, very close to our friend Dilts. And that animal is the lion.
There's so many levels to that. Like,
so, yeah, true. What was the bite force you said? According to my t-shirt, it says 691 PSI.
I have 650 pounds per square inch.
It checks out.
And I don't pick them only because I want to take it from Dilts, but because they truly are my favorite animal in the wild kingdom.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I can watch, and Katie will back me up on this. I'll watch a crazy amount of cat shows, National Geographic and whatnot.
We all know what the Lions do on those shows.
They choke in the fourth quarter.
A very generic pick that's on everyone's list. Lions.
You know it.
All right. I'm the last pick of the first round. Back-to-back picks. I'm going to take this animal. I couldn't have otters. Devastated. They have the strongest bite on Earth. They may also be called, also known as Sarcophilus satanicus. Although these animals weigh just 20 pounds on average, they can exert up to 94 pounds of pressure for a bite force quotient of 181. That's nearly twice as strong as a hyena and some 60 points higher than a lion. Give me Tasmanian devils.
Come to Tasmania. Come to Tasmania.
If you've ever seen them grunt and like in a pack, they're hilarious. And it's sad because they can get like cancer and stuff. They get all like crusty, like
mange.
They are straight mean. Mange. Just cool animals. Give me Tasmanian devils. My next pick, while I'm afraid it's similar to a Tasmanian devil, furry, cute. I know Rob's going to pick it with one of his next two picks, and he already took my otter pick, so I have to take this. And Kevin, this isn't because you sent the picture of the giant one. It's, I already had it high on my list. This animal poops cubes. It has ever-growing teeth and can almost run as fast as Usain Bolt. Now, check this out. When a predator is near, these big booty mammals dive down their burrows and block off the entrance with their butts. Now, as their booties mainly consist of cartilage, they are very resistant to scratches and bites. They can also crush a predator's skull with their behinds. A group of wombats is called a wisdom. Give me wombats.
I want to vote for your team already.
That's what I'm talking about, Kevin. I'll vote for yours because you have otters.
The specs that you just put out there for wombats are just, it's amazing.
Shine. Tigers is all yours, and then Bears following up your third pick.
I was going to go the Clemson route, but then I decided I was looking at my list, and everyone gets excited because now you're starting to see more of them, which is awesome. And it's some things about it, facts that we always want, about 31 inches in length, wingspan about 7 feet. Give me America's bird, the bald eagle.
Hey.
All right, I'll give you that. But have you ever seen a picture of a bald eagle from like the front? Not very much. Yeah, like head on. Like, it looks like there's not a lot going on behind there. You know what I mean? Like, lights are on, but no one's driving.
Yeah. Bald eagle literally just flew over my backyard.
On its way to Canada.
Yes.
Are there a lot of them out there, Rob?
Yeah, they're like seagulls out here. Seriously.
Oh, wow.
Really? And they're very majestic, J-Cat, actually. I was going to back up Sean. I was like, oh, no. At least once a week, I see one, and I'm like, wow. Like, when I,
do you put your hand on your heart, or do you still?
No, I don't. But there are sometimes I see them, and I'm like, wow, man, that's a big bird.
Yeah, they are huge. There's a pair that live in a field off of Route 9 going towards Laurel. I pass them, like, every day going to work, and I'm – man, they're outrageously huge.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't see them that often years ago, but now you see them.
No, I know. Yeah.
Still like super cool every time you do see them.
Yeah. I agree. I was just like, but if you ever look at them from the front, you start to question things. But 6 foot tall bird lands in front of you and goes, ah! You go, oh, I'm good.
All right, J-Cat.
I was infatuated with these large cats when I was a young man. These are they're tied for being the largest and strongest tiger there is. But due to living in the climate of which they live in, they tip the scales for me. They are the most fearsome creature, I think, in the history of the planet. That is a Siberian tiger. They are large. They are mean. They live in one of the harshest climates that you could ever live in. And they are the apex predator in that world. Siberian tigers are beautiful. Obviously, tigers have different stripes. There's no tiger that has the same stripes as another tiger. But if you've ever seen a National Geographic picture or documentary of a Siberian tiger and there's snow swirling all around them, and these piercing blue eyes, and they look like they're carved out of granite, man. They're absolutely majestic animals that are not to be barked with. Tell that lion to come see Mr. Siberian tiger and see what happens.
Tigers are the true kings of the jungles. And you said, like you said, their stripes and patterns are as unique as a fingerprint.
Yeah. Nobody wants to mess with a tiger.
Birdo, next bitch.
All right. It's hard to know what anyone else is going to pick in this draft. So preparing an order is tough. But I'm going to pick an animal
favorites.
That is my daughter's favorite animal that is awesome. These animals, they never forget. They have 150,000 muscles in their trunk, and they're able to pick up a peanut, shell it, and eat the peanut. They communicate through vibrations, and they're constantly eating. When I went to the zoo, the Washington DC Zoo, a couple of weeks ago, and I saw one of them, I was like, wow, you forget how large elephants are and how awesome they are. They're very protective of their own. Baby elephants are unbelievably cute, and elephants rule, man. They're just awesome. They're just awesome creatures on this earth. the elephant. And their trunk, I mean, their tusks are actually teeth.
And they can't jump. They're the only like animal that cannot jump.
And you can ride them. People ride elephants. It's unbelievable.
Big Al.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. You call him Dr. Jones, doll.
Dilts.
Sorry, I was doing last minute research. What did J-Cat just pick?
Siberian tiger.
Wow.
My next pick.
Trying to get the homework in before it's due it in a class, right? My next pick, this animal, apex predator. Its coolness factor is it cannot just hunt you in the water. It can get out and try to chase you down on land as well. Gets up to about 17 feet long. I think the largest recorded was 20 feet, but I'm not sure.
You would have done your homework first. You would have known.
You don't have work cited for that fact.
No. Give me the saltwater croc.
I hate
we read caimans.
Garyles. So my class this year, we read like one of those books. You ever seen like the ultimate animal showdowns, and it like puts a bracket against like animals to get like against each other. So this was like an underwater rumble thing. And the saltwater croc was like the winner, which I was like surprised. I didn't like it went against like, you know, the blue ringed octopus, like great white shark, some poisonous animals, like, but the saltwater croc was like the winner. Catman, you got back-to-back picks.
Ooh. All right. There was a lot of cats coming off the board. Obviously, I'm the cat man. My feline brother, J-Cat, is in. He has selected a cat with his last pick. I like tigers. They're cool. But I have to go with a species named Lynx rufus, the bobcat. The bobcat. It's a medium-sized cat. It's really cool. It's got big paws.
Doesn't talk.
Its habitat is from southern Canada to northern Mexico. They're found in every state but Delaware, which I thought was kind of interesting. They're legally harvested in 38 states for their fur, which is kind of messed up. And they're protected in 10 states. You can't hunt them or use them for their pelts. So my second pick, I'm going bobcat, old Lynx rufus. And then
everybody's
for my third
staring pick, at their lists. I have to watch Rob because it cracks me up. You're all like focused on what you pick. I guess because I'm not picking for like 20 picks. So
it's the most I've ever had to look at things while I'm drafting because I just don't know what you're going to pick. So I'm having to research while we do this.
I wasn't prepared for back-to-back picks, even though I knew that was coming. I didn't have my research done for this next one, but I got to go bird with my third pick. And I'm going puffin.
Yeah. Puffin exhibit the Baltimore Aquarium when we were in fourth grade. Unreal.
They're just cool little birds, man. They're cool. Puffins.
All right, that means we're back to Dilts.
Oh, boy. That wasn't enough time to do the research.
You can't grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Give me that.
What he said.
It can.
Not Kodiak bear.
It can beat up a silverback, so give me that thing.
I'm just surprised. We could talk after, but I'm really surprised with Dilts so far.
I did not think this was going to be available to me, especially in the third round. I went from the land, I'm going to the sea. I think the coolest animal of the water is the dolphin. Dolphins are super smart. They can talk. They do tricks and flips. They're fast. They beat up sharks like boss, and they can kick field goals.
It said your team name has got to be like Animal IQ.
Minus the capybara, like just poops dolphin in the water and just flops around in it.
Dolphins rule, man. Dolphins. I'm trying to pull up some quick dolphin facts. Struggling.
Do they talk to you? Do you have a dorsal fin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does it call you on the weekends?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They swim 20 miles per hour. They're awesome. And look, if you're ever at the beach, let's be honest, when you start seeing dolphin fins, you're like, yo, there's dolphins. Every time you are super hyped to see a dolphin fin,
and the majority of the time they're porpoises.
Really?
hardest game to take ever. Echo the dolphin.
Porpoises with a purpose.
So impossible.
Flipper, we mean Flipper.
I call him James.
I was gonna say that. I called him James.
All right, J-Cat, you are up.
I am taking to the skies for this pick. This is the most beastly of our wise feathered friends. That is a great horned owl. A great horned owl, like I said, is the largest of the owl species, weighing in at an average of 3 pounds. Great horned owls have been known to take down multiple species of eagles in fights. They cannot, however, take down a bald eagle or a harpy eagle because they are just way too large for the great horned owl. But the great horned owl, basically the Wayne or like the drunk scrappy kid of the group you hang out with, like will take on anything, is dumber because they keep on trying to like take down skunks. And like they say half of all like injured great horned scowl, great horned owls are reeking of like being sprayed by a skunk because they've tried to take them down. They've taken down Canadian geese, which are about like 12 pounds. Great horned owls are like the badass apex predator of their species. They're also called hoot owls or tiger owls. I love owls. There's a good book series, like the Owls of Gahooly or something like that. But yeah, owls are awesome.
The Guardians of the Owl.
Guardians of Gahoo.
The Court of Owls.
How many times did J-Cat say the word owl in that monologue? We should do a mini game right now. Everyone predict how many times he said owl, and when we re-listen to it,
14.
My guess is 39 14. Times he said
owl. Hey, I'm just trying to spread owl awareness for everybody. Okay?
Owl awareness.
Because, you know, they were the ones that tell you how many licks it took to get the center of a Tootsie Roll to the spot. A one, a two, a three. Crunch, a three.
How do I come back after that one?
Says I am 80 times.
Female lions.
I'm taking to the seas for this one. This animal can grow up to be about 2,400 pounds. Its bite pressure is 4,000 psi. Can swim up to 35 miles per hour and grow up to be about 21 feet. And I think even longer than that. And my third pick would be the one and only great white shark.
The beaches are open. Everybody's having a great time.
You definitely just got
Bruce.
You definitely just collected all the first graders pick boats. They love some sharks, man. Little kids.
They're great. And they're white. And they're sharks.
Sharks suck.
What? I can't think of a name. He needs the most generic team name of all time. Lion, bald eagle, great white shark are his picks so far. I just can't.
Well, when you guys are picking grizzly bears and stuff,
Siberian owls
out of the blue, you're leaving the home run hitters right there for me.
All right. Well, interesting fact about shark.
There's not a single one of my animals that are whack. I'm not going to let you call my animals whack. Just not.
The first pick is rebuilding since 1957. That's pretty whack.
You're already losing.
Interesting fact about sharks. They predate dinosaurs by 200 million years.
This is the part of the draft that I hate because now you only have two picks left and there's seven or eight different animals that I really would like.
We haven't had a draft in a while. Let's do it.
Back-to-back picks is good. But then I'm back with the last pick. These things are just straight beasts. It's the closest thing we have to a dinosaur. It's the world's largest lizard. They can grow up to 10 feet long and swell to about 150 pounds, which means they eat a lot, not J-Cat. Try up to 80% of their own body weight in a single meal. Their post-meal ritual, they regurgitate all of the indigestible parts, bone, hair, feather, scales, into gastric pellets that smell awful. So they're puking up crud-smelling stuff. Give me Komodo dragons. Just like these beastly, just
on my list. It's on my list.
Komodo dragons are cool. And to combat that, I need a pick that's gonna help me out because I'm coming up to rear right now in this draft. I can tell no one's picking any of these animals. They don't know how awesome they are. That's why
that win streak is going down.
It definitely is gone. Unless people know what's up. Unless they listen to this and they hear how awesome the animals are, then that's a big plus. But I'm gonna take these animals. They live in harsh environments. It can get to below negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit. They're experts at surviving. They can dive up to almost 2,000 feet for food and water. That's well below freezing. The males protect eggs in 100 mile per hour winds. They are straight up badasses. They just waddle around and don't do much, but they're pretty sweet sliding on their bellies. Give me penguins.
I was literally prepping for it right now. Do you know that penguins will, male penguins will give a female penguin like a pebble or a rock as like an engagement ring because they mate for life? And yeah. You know I love love, so like penguins is all about that.
Have you guys seen the documentary on Netflix called Penguin Town?
No.
It's amazing.
No. Yes.
Yes.
It's, I mean, no.
It's so great. So you got to watch it.
Oh, it's a strong late round pick.
It's hilarious. Yeah,
it, I was it is. Good value.
It kept on 60 falling, miles. Falling, and I was like, it might have a bad ACL, but I still want it. Like, now I can't have it.
March of the Penguins. The penguins march 60 miles to find their eggs to keep their eggs warm.
Yeah, and then Crane showed up with a pick hammer.
All right, Shine, back to you. Shine's going to draft Wolf.
Generic Wolf.
Thank God you made it.
He so knows, too. That's why.
He was going to. It's on his list. It's one of three on his list.
I just can't. I don't even know where to go with this pick. And this is what I'm talking about. There's two. I get two of 30 left.
Horses.
You're telling me the blue hen is not on your list.
The sloth.
My is that your pick?
Fourth pick. Yes. The sloth.
Sloths are cool.
Sloths are cool.
They're ugly.
People love him.
They're derpy.
So is Dope, but people love him.
You ever see that video of like the guy helping the sloth cross the road? Like it just tugs at my heartstrings every time I see it. Like I would help the sloth. I'd be like, stop traffic. I'd get out. I'd be like, hey.
There's a couple slow moving animals that are on my list, but I couldn't. For some reason, my eyes kept on finding sloth, and I was like, all right, just gotta go with it.
I can't believe they're still on the board right now. There are little fuzzy friends from down under.
Uh-oh.
Cow on eucalyptus. They are not bears. They are marsupials. They eat their own poop.
just going to say that.
Which is why I had to pick them.
Two koalas, one leaf.
Self-sustenance. I mean, goes with my earlier pick, but... One of the cutest things in the history of this world is the koala. Come on, man. Have you seen the pictures of the little koalas coming out of the wildfires in Australia? The people are giving them water and bandaging their hands, and they're like huddled and cradled. Like, it's unreal.
They're adorable.
Like, that's the only reason I go to Australia, because every other animal can kill you there. But I would go to save a koala.
Koalas are cool.
Well, I thought... J-Cat, they sleep 80% of the time.
They are actually lazier than sloths.
Yeah, sloths are just slow.
Yeah, exactly. But they're lazy. Like, sloths are like, I'm up 17 hours trying to move 3 centimeters, and this guy's sleeping for me.
Well, does anyone remember the noozles?
Noozles.
Pinky and Blinky or Inky and Pinky or something. All right, Birdo.
Well, I was going to pick penguins. And you took that. And I thought J-Cat was just about to pick my next pick. I'm going to pick another.
All right, I know what you're picking.
Animal from down under that can jump 6 feet in the air. They can hop at 35 miles per hour and cover 25 feet in a single bound. They use their tail as a fifth leg. They will drown. It's on the board. They will drown their enemies, and they carry their children in their pouch. How awesome are kangaroos, and they're completely jacked. Have you ever seen like a ripped kangaroo?
I was saying they're dripped.
They're shredded. Shredded. They fight. A group of kangaroos is called a mob, which is awesome.
Drown and they're their left-handed. Enemies.
Kangaroos are left-handed, by the way.
Have you guys seen the video on the internet where a kangaroo has a dude's dog and he squares up with kangaroo?
Yeah.
One, two, and a kangaroo's like, yo, I've never been hit by a dude before. It's unreal. He squares up with him. Like, gives him, like, the shoulder shake, and he's like, whap, whap, give me my dog back. It's unreal.
It's unbelievable. It is unreal, because the guy has no fear. He just gives him, like, a right hook, and the kangaroo's like, whoa,
he hits the kangaroo. I thought the kangaroo hits him.
No.
Yeah, he hits the kangaroo.
Right. Kangaroos will try to grab onto you so they can kick you.
Yeah,
and that's when you're screwed.
And when he found him, that's how the kangaroo had his dog getting ready to give him the back, you know, talons or whatever they are.
Hold on. Don't say they try to grab you and kick you. That's when you know you're screwed.
It's so I looked it up on YouTube. Like, I just put guy versus kangaroo, and the picture of the kangaroo is like hands are back like this, like it got wrecked, and it just says WTF mate ? Like, fuck mate. And the guy's like coming back, like reeling back from his putt. That's kangaroo. Wow, the kangaroo's like has a dog in a headlock.
It's unbelievable. You just watched it. It's unreal, man.
He like stuns it too. He's like, what?
That's yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
All right. Dilts.
All right, little backstory inspiration for this next pick. I was at a convenience store, bought a Snickers, left the store, went around the corner down this alley, and these two guys were trying to mug me, right? So I was like, crap, what do? I need to survive the situation. I was like, I got to be kind of play dead sort of, you know, because I wasn't going to fight two guys. So I was like, I got to try to play dead or look just really wimpy or whatever. Real. So I thought I got to act like Shine. So I took the candy bar and I mushed it in my hand and I wiped it on my ass and I turned around. I was like, don't hurt me. And they thought I my pants and they left me alone. And so, you know, I mimicked Shine. I had to mimic Shine to survive that. So give me the mimic octopus.
Oh my God.
Is that true? Is that a true story, Dill?
I don't even want to know that answer. I don't want to know the answer.
I swore he was going to pick raccoons. Like, he was like, these two guys corner me in an alley, and like they were going to get his candy bars, right? I thought he was going to
say, waiting for him the whole time. Because he played dead.
Oh. The mimic octopus. You don't even know what that is.
He said yeah, nothing about
it's octopus. It's a thing.
I'm glad I got a fifth place on this
one. It'll mimic other animals, predators, so they'll leave it alone and it can like change colors, like almost like a different version of a cuttlefish. I mean, it's crazy all the stuff it can do. It can like turn into look like coral reef.
They are pretty cool. Forgot about this.
Octopus, they're extremely intelligent.
Yeah, they'd be picking the Super Bowl winners. All right, Catman, you got your last two picks. What you got, son?
Man, I got to follow up both of those two stories. All right. Well, my team's a little small right now, so I need to bring some heft with this pick. While I was doing my senior capstone paper on climate change, I was enlightened about this animal and how its habitat is essentially disappearing. It's got paws the size of dinner plates. Adult males can weigh 800 to 1300 pounds. They can stand up to 10 feet tall when standing up on their hind legs. Going with the polar bear.
Also loves Coca-Cola.
Yes.
And diabetes.
Polar bears are awesome. Their fur
is not white. Yeah.
Yeah, I also had that. Each hair shaft is pigment-free, hollow core. It scatters and reflects light, which is weird, but I don't know how it works. But
ever seen a shaved bear?
No. A shaved no. Polar bear?
They look like giant rats. Just Google shaved bear right now.
I certainly am. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. It looks like a creature from like, so bad. It looks like the Kessler wolf from like American Werewolf in London as it's transforming. Yeah. Holy crap.
It's horrific.
I've never seen that.
Late night, you're lonely and you spell bear wrong, that's what you get.
My last pick, I don't have a lot left here on my list. I was just kind of had like funny animals that I thought were kind of cool looking. And I don't want to go with one because I feel like it'll take votes away from me for some reason. I feel like, I just feel like our voters are going to be like, ah, they're terrible. I'm going with a deep cut. Just because Eric's going to laugh. I'm going with the frilled lizard, also known as the frill-necked lizard or the frilled dragon. Kind of looks like a mini Dilophosaurus.
Yeah, yeah, like the neck thing flies open. It's all in it.
They're the same. Oh, all right.
Yeah, they're not. Bro. They don't have venom. They don't spit anything. A lot of people just saw Jurassic Park and think that that's what they do. They're just a cool lizard, man. They always look like they're smiling. It's going for my last deep cut pick.
Are those ones that'll run at you and they look all wild as they're running with their things flailing?
Yeah.
I want one.
They rule.
All right. Dilt, your last pick.
Tempting to take the giraffe, but they'll just stick their neck out for anybody.
Bobby's face. He was like,
the real knee slapper.
Give me the demon from the deep that baits you in with a small light and then it becomes your worst nightmare. Give me the anglerfish.
Ugliest thing in the history of the world.
All right, Birdo, you got your last pick.
I'm not just saying this. I really cannot believe this animal has not been picked or its cousins in any way. This animal can learn sign language. They use tools. Mm-hmm. They have a complex family structure, and they're unbelievable to watch at a zoo, but more particularly, better to watch in Planet of the Apes. I'm going with chimpanzees. They are awesome. I mean, they're so strong in the way they swing. Like, monkeys roll. They can live up to be 80 years old.
I hate monkeys. I hate monkeys just like I hate horses. They're terrible. Yeah,
what about monkeys riding horses shooting M16s?
Caesar?
Bruh, you're going to tell me Caesar and Planet of the Apes is an unbelievable.
Koba wasn't cool. Like, I ain't trying to fight Koba.
How about in Congo?
Amy.
That movie was the worst. All right, J-Cat, your last pick.
There's so many awesome things on my list right now. But I'm going to go with a absolute badass. We first probably heard about how badass this animal was in a Rudyard Kipling novel that was turned into an animated movie. The name of that was Rikki Tikki Tavi. Oh. That would be a monster. These little bastards take down king cobras and eat them for lunch. They are incredibly quick. They look like jacked ferrets. And ferrets are awesome. But I mean, let's face it, you know, everyone's afraid of the king cobra until, you know, the mongoose is like, oh, I just woke up. It's lunchtime. And they go out and they pick on a cobra and then they take it home and eat it. Mongoose are absolutely unreal.
Hey, Kat, I thought you were going to say the honey badger because they do the same thing.
Yeah, but honey badger does not win versus the king cobra. Never.
They deal with snakes.
Not king cobras. But the other thing about a mongoose that makes it, gives it the ability to hunt cobras for food is they have an especially thick hide. So even if the cobra gets a strike, the venom doesn't penetrate to them. So if anyone doesn't know Rikki Tikki Tavi, there was a, just as in India, obviously, because it was a Indian silver mongoose, was basically employed. It was a pet to keep venomous snakes out of the garden. A cobra came into the garden and Rikki Tikki Tavi saved a young girl from being killed by the cobra because mongooses are awesome.
Rikki Tikki Tavi, boy.
We knew Shine wasn't picking that.
Was not. You're absolutely right.
I'm going to go with not Shine. Fish.
I already have one good swimmer on my team. I'm going to go with another good swimmer. This one's also good at jumping out of trees and getting its prey. It's capable of leaping up to 20 feet, which includes medium-sized animals like deer and monkeys. And that is the Black Panther.
Wakanda forever.
They're pretty awesome-looking cats.
Gira.
Bagheera.
I could have easily went like all cats.
Yeah. As Bagheera. Awesome.
All right. I have the last pick. I don't know where to go. I told Owen I would pick this last because I knew it wouldn't be picked, but it's just going to kill my team, which is already kind of struggling. Struggling for the voters, not for me. My team's awesome.
You don't pick it. It'll be the first question he asks you tomorrow morning when he wakes up.
That's all right. I don't care. I'll be like, Blanche, I picked it. Honey Badgers is real close to being picked. I have a bunch of stuff for Honey Badgers, but Tasmanian Devil, Wombats and stuff, they're like close, I guess. Give me these just funny looking creatures. They got small brains, but they're smart. They're just slow moving. They're chilling. They've inspired tales of mermaids. You call them the sea cows? Give me manatees. Manatees, watch out for boat propellers, but I never seen one in person because they never come to the water when I'm in the boats in Florida, but I would like to because they're just cool looking. They're just chill.
I almost went with manatee when I picked sloth. Oh, I couldn't decide which one I wanted more.
The sea cow.
All right, real quick, honorable mentions. I got hippos, beavers, jaguars, honey badgers. I had butterflies on there in case I needed some like random ones because there's just a lot of cool looking butterflies. It's not that like I'm like, but like check out like the blue morpho, the death's head butterfly, the 88 butterfly. You ever heard of that one? It's pretty cool. It has like an 88, looks like it says 88 on its wings. And last, I was going to pick this is my honorable mention for oh boy, axolotls. They are aquatic salamanders and they have like one of the most incredible abilities on earth. They can regenerate missing limbs, tails, spinal cords, parts of their brain, heart, and lower jaw and other organs. Researchers are hoping to determine how they do this for future use in humans. So like the axolotl can like regrow like pretty much all of its body. So regeneration powers, yes, please, axolotls. Honorable mentions, Shine.
Got monkeys, gorillas, jaguars, zebras, moose, panda bear, tortoise, cheetah, horse, the mighty, mighty blue hen, and then not to be forgotten, Diltz's doppelganger, the blobfish.
The fact that we didn't pick panda or cheetahs, that's going to be like lighting up the boards. Like if we had like a call in line, I feel like panda bears are like a huge.
Yeah. I waffle between a koala fish and a panda. Yeah. I can't take both though. You know what I mean? Like,
true. I think you got to go panda though in that case.
Because like a koala, like if a koala
bamboo got or sandwich, which one do you want
to eat? Eucalyptus, son. I can rub that. Yeah, but if koala gets mad, I could probably punch it and knock it out. If my pet panda gets mad, guess what?
I could probably punch it and knock it out. Yeah. JK, what you got for honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions. Okay, the timber wolf, Snake Eyes, my man. They're basically North American wolves. They're awesome. The praying mantis. Any bad insect that has ever basically invaded, like killer hornets and the spotted lanternfly, like any insect that is like invasive and no one knows what to do with, you look up like what its only, adversary is, that's the praying mantis. Always on watch, I mean, even if they get lucky, they die, they're just out here fighting the good fight. And mantises are awesome.
Protecting really their bushes.
Cool. Exactly.
One bush at a time.
Huntsman spiders. They can grow to be extremely large, but they're very docile. They really don't pose a threat to humans. A lot of times people will allow them to hang around because they are adept killers. The red panda, which is not related to the panda. Sweet. Those are awesome. Bearded dragons. They are one of the most docile lizard species. Have you guys ever seen a shoebill stork?
True.
No, a shoebill stork.
Yeah.
They are terrifying, but I'd love to hang with one. And just for personal things that I would love to draft would have been the Appalachian / Longtail Shrew and Yeaster the Meester, who lived under your deck back in Angola.
All right, Birdo, what do you got?
All right. Giraffes, honey badgers. I wanted to pick a wolf because of my son, Chocolate in the Factory. And I almost picked this instead of chimpanzee, but I don't think it'll give me votes. I wanted to pick the mandrill because of Rafiki and Lion King and my favorite scene in Nation of Terror 2. He's like, how did he get past the guard? They found him later, sleeping. And then he comes back later and the mandrill's sleeping. He's like, sleep, sleep, sleep. And the monkey just like moves his head. And then my last would be, you're not going to like this, bro, but if I pick this animal, it'd be unbelievable. I picked the mini pony just for little Sebastian.
Mini horse. All right, Dilts. I'm sure you have a whole slew of them.
Oh, yeah, you guys said most of them. Rhinos are pretty badass. Wolverines go blue.
You chose the animals you chose over Wolverine. It's amazing.
Anyway. Blue ring octopus, because they're tiny.
Yeah. Enough. They're awesome.
Cuttlefish, hammerheads, the peacock mantis shrimp, because they'll basically punch their prey at 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, those are sweet. So, yeah, pistol shrimps. Yeah.
Blue whales, because, you know, biggest animal on earth. Pretty sweet.
So, you have four aquatic animals on your list.
I know. Hating,
I'm just saying. It's just like, wow, like, you clearly are a man of the sea.
Man.
Catman, what you got left, son?
Pistol shrimp.
No copies.
No. I have raccoons pretty high, but a lot of people call them like trash pandas and stuff. So
it's way worse. Cool. Way worse.
Yeah, yeah. But raccoons are pretty cool. Alligators, flying squirrels, cobras, just in general. They're always cool. I don't know.
That's a
GI. Cobra!
No. Piping plovers.
They are pretty sweet.
Just ducks in general. I just think ducks are cool. They're quite chill. And this is like another deep cut. A marine iguana. They kind of look like mini Godzillas, but they just hang out on rocks all day. And then like they swim down and like eat algae and like shrimp and stuff off the seafloor. But they look funny when they swim. They're just like.
They're pretty cool.
YouTube it. It's pretty funny. They're cool. Dinosaurs, like mini dinosaurs. Yeah, that's all I had.
All right. Before we wrap up the animal draft, let's do our worst animals. What animals are just the worst? Catman?
Pigs. They're just, they're good for food. Don't get me wrong, but like pigs in general as an animal, they smell, they're just not, it bothers me when people have them as pets.
You're talking like, to Wilbur.
What? Like pink flesh hair. Like it's just,
it's like a little bit of hair, not, like a light coating. Like,
it's not good. Spiders, tarantulas, it's just why? Like, why?
All right, Dilt, you got any worst animals?
I also don't like monkeys, especially because they'll steal your and then whenever I'm at the zoo, it's not like they're doing anything cool. They're just sitting around masturbating.
It's pretty cool.
Throwing feces at you.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, shit, yeah. Mr. Like, magpies are these birds in Australia that'll like dive bomb you and try to hurt you. They suck. And then just because of shine, I guess I hate bulls.
Birdo, what do you got?
All right. I absolutely hate all and every snake. So I want to pick the biggest snake I know. Anacondas suck. And this is what you're going to say, bro. House flies are the worst.
Oh, man, I only got one, and you're going to snatch.
Also, it's not a problem anymore. Fleas are terrible. And I got a hot take for you. Sharks suck. And when people get excited for Shark Week, I don't understand. Who watches Shark Week? Who cares about Shark Week? Sharks are just mean and nasty, and I don't like sharks.
They're misunderstood, Bobby.
There's some cool cars.
Live every week like it's Shark Week.
Goblin sharks are awesome.
Is there a shark? Tiger
sharks, thresher sharks.
They just present fear in the ocean, and I don't even have that in my life. Fleas and sharks suck.
Fleas.
Well, again, just to verify, there is a shark week monopoly. I will be getting that for you for your birthday. He has stepped away from the camera. JCat, worst animals.
All right, worst animals. Number one is the ostrich. Nothing should be that big and stupid looking. It's like a giraffe and a turkey mixed. They're flightless birds and they're stupid. Badgers and wolverines because screw Wisconsin and Michigan. Hippos because they're terrifying.
They can snap a crocodile in freaking half, and they're large and repugnant, so we'll get rid of them. Wasps, they don't pollinate anything. They're just looking to kill stuff and hurt Amen. People. Goats are they either faint when you try to touch them or they ram you in the hyenas because they help kill Mufasa. Moles because they got that weird on their nose. And because being a cable guy. Yeah. And because being a cable guy, Black Widow spiders. Absolutely hate them. They're freaking everywhere. Crawl space, attics, heads. Like, they're just, as soon as it gets nice out, you can just wear gloves and anything you can protect yourself because you're going to get bit by one of these a-holes.
Just to jump on the hippos, I almost drafted hippos. Some facts real quick. They spend up to 16 hours a day submerged in water. Pretty sweet. And for their size, they're super speedy. Don't try to outrun a hippo because you'll lose. 2,000 to 4,000 pounds, and they run between 15 and 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I always remember seeing a video of like them crunching like full cantaloupes, like with their jaws, like
that's why they're terrible. Cause you look at that thing, you're like, oh, that thing's not harmless. And then in 0.4 seconds, you're freaking hippo food.
Plus they splatter like poop out, like they just
all the time, and they fan it with their tail. You dirty.
Shine, what do you got?
You guys forgot the worst animal. We're about to be like covered by them. The seagull. Seagulls are the worst. They serve no purpose. They just make
idiots feed them.
They just make all kinds of loud noises, trying to eat your french fries. All this, just there's no good. And then you get tourists that throw them a french fry and you're like, why did you just do that? Just doesn't make any sense. Seagulls serve no purpose. They're the worst. I also had wasps. I agree with that 100%. Those things are also
wasps were terrible.
All right. Well, Bobby said mine. I said flies, just like the buzzy flies. The sound of a buzzing fly, it like makes, I just feel like I get real like tense and like just dirt. I hate them like so much. They're so disgusting. They're just, when they touch you, you're getting poop on you basically because they land on poop and then they land on you. And I just, they do. I actually Google what their purpose was, and they have like some purpose, like eating like, you know, different like little bugs and stuff. But like, I hate them. I cannot stand flies. So flies are the worst.
Bugs in general, just everything.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. Yeah,
flies are the worst too. You ever heard of a bot fly?
Yeah, bot flies, they'll get in your skin.
Yeah, they like lay eggs in your skin or something. Yeah, but they're not around here, are they?
No, thank God.
All right, before we finish up, we have our new game for season 3. It's like The Price is Right. You know it. You love it. It's called Closes for the Win. I'm going to give you 5 facts, and you're going to guess the number closest without going over. All right, we'll rotate. Bonus point if you can guess the exact number. I don't know if you'll be able to do that tonight, but you never know. Number 1, the Antarctic blue whale is the biggest animal on the planet, 98 feet in length. The whale has a heart the size of a small car. During their main feeding season, it consumes around almost 8,000 pounds of krill a day. How much does it weigh? And just for reference, its tongue weighs 8,000 pounds. How much does the Antarctic blue whale weigh? Catman.
Wow, 20,000 pounds.
Birdo.
Oh, yeah, I'm all, wow, terrible.
300,000 pounds.
Dilts.
150,000 pounds. I don't know.
J-Cat.
25 tons, which is 50,000 pounds.
And Shine.
80,000 pounds.
80,000 pounds. The correct answer of the Antarctic blue whale is 400,000 pounds. So Birdo with the 300,000 is...
Holy! You said the tongue weighs 8,000 pounds.
Yeah, as soon as I said it, I was like,
I was going to let you re-guess, but...
He's half tongue.
Yeah.
40% tongue.
My mind is freaking blown.
Number 2. The peregrine falcon is the fastest bird and, in fact, the fastest animal on the planet when it's in its hunting dive, the stoop, in which it soars to a great height, then dives steeply at speeds of over what? How fast is the diving speed of the peregrine falcon?
77 miles per hour.
stilts.
All right, you guys should just skip to me right now.
120 mph.
JCAT.
Speeds of over 200 miles per hour. Top speed is 240 that's ever been recorded.
Shine.
All right, do we 201,
forget who Shine.
This man's favorite football team is?
I almost picked that animal.
120.1 miles per hour.
Batman.
205.
205. The correct answer that I had written was up to 200 miles per hour. JCAT with the bonus point right on it. I don't know about the top speed, but 200 was the answer that I had. All right, number three. Shine, you'll like this one. Cows poop up to 15 times a day. That is approximately how many pounds per day? How many pounds of poop does an average cow poop a day? Dilts, you're up first. Bro, you're last.
Poop 30 times a day?
15 times a day.
28 pounds.
JCAT?
That's what JCAT poops.
Yeah, that's just me. That's nine times. 36 pounds.
Shine?
37 pounds.
Catman?
73.
Bro. 73 pounds?
Have you seen a cow?
Have you seen 73 pounds? That's more than my son. Oh, he's born in Grant. I'm going to have to, man. I'll take 29 pounds. Sorry, Delts.
The correct answer. Oh, by the way, all these facts come from the site factanimal.com. So if you're going to come at me, then come at this website. The correct answer is 115 pounds of poop a day. So Catman, you were by far the closest.
Holy.
Literally.
No way.
Wow.
100 pounds of doo-doo?
They don't even eat that much, though.
I'm telling you right now, they wish they had my superpower.
No, this was a hippo's tail is all they wish they had.
So I just Googled it real quick, cows poop a day. And the answer a cow produces, this other number came up that was way off from that one.
Yeah.
So this website says 65 pounds, which would gank Shine the winner. However, because I use the same site, I'm going to stick with the 115 pounds.
Sticking with the website. Right, good. Good.
That works. I still can't believe that.
All right. So this one says, how much does a cow poop produce a day? This one says a mature dairy cow weighing 1,400 pounds can generate about 14 gallons or about 120 pounds of urine and feces and urine each day. But still, you know, weighing to pee. Still.
That's
Catman, like you got the point.
8 pounds of doo-doo every time you doo-doo. 8 pounds, 9 pounds.
The fact that you keep on calling doo-doo.
It could be a dude.
He called this poop.
All right, we got two more. Number four. The loudest animal in the world is a mere 2 centimeters long, and it's a prawn. The pistol shrimp is capable of snapping its claws shut so rapidly that it creates a bubble which collapses to produce a sonic blast louder than a Concorde sonic boom. The shockwave can reach 230 decibels, which is louder than a shotgun. The question is, the imploding bubble for split seconds also generates temperatures of how many degrees Fahrenheit? How hot can this get? And to give you a hint, because I don't think anyone knows this, it's close to the temperature of the sun. So the mantis pistol shrimp snap, the heat from the bubble is how many degrees in Fahrenheit? I did the conversion. How many degrees in Fahrenheit? Start. Yes.
Did you convert with Kelvin? I know the answer in Kelvin.
I'll challenge you to a duel.
With JCAT.
7,400.
You're saying the sun's 7,400 degrees.
Degrees Fahrenheit?
Yeah, 7,400.
You think the sun's 7,000 degrees?
Are you saying he's too low or too high, Bobby?
Didn't we do something earlier where, like, we learned that something on Earth was, like, 6,000 degrees, like lava or something? All right, never mind. My bad. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Shine.
1,000,000.
Catman.
200,000. No. Yes. 200,000 degrees.
We are not science majors, that's for sure.
Bro.
100,000,000 degrees.
Whoa.
And tilts.
I know exactly what this is going to be.
20,000.
All right. The correct answer, according to factanimal.com, is 7,952 degrees. JCat with a 7,400 is the winner. I just Googled temperature of the sun. It's about 9,000 to 10,000 degrees. So that's why I said it was close to the temperature of the sun. That's what the mantis shrimp said.
Bobby, we were so close.
I don't, this makes no sense to me, but okay. You're telling me the sun's only 7,000 degrees?
Only.
Temperature of the surface of the sun.
I thought like lava was like 6,000 degrees. And that's right here on Earth. Know.
The average surface temperatures are at
a 96 degree day in Salisbury, but 7,000 degrees is not that hot.
Dude, my oven gets to 700 degrees, 600 degrees, like nothing.
So the core, bro, the core of the sun is about 27 million degrees.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Earth's crust.
I'm pretty sure scientists have figured out the core of the sun because they've been so close to it with a thermometer. They just
all right. All right. A lava gets to 1,170 degrees Celsius.
What's that Fahrenheit? Over.
That is 2,140 degrees in Fahrenheit.
All right. I would still think the sun is way hotter than some lava.
We're getting all the facts tonight. All right. Last one. Starting with Shine. Oh. There are an estimated 8.7 million species on Earth. What percentage of them are undiscovered?
23.
23?
Yep.
Catman.
13.
Birdo.
65%.
Dilts.
33.
And JCat.
52%.
52?
Mm-hmm.
The correct answer is, according to factanimal.com, 80% of the species on Earth are undiscovered.
Well, that ocean, I don't know how deep,
you,
boy.
How do you get a number like that? You're like, oh, I think there's that many animals.
Yeah.
Like,
how do you know?
I don't know how they get that number, but I thought that was pretty wild. So factanimal.com if you got any beef.
Yeah, I got shut out.
So Birdo, you got 2 points, Catman 1, JCat 3, because you got the doubler point.
They can probably base it on knowing how many new animals or species they discover a year. And like, we're discovering 1,000 a year. There's got to be so many more out there that we don't know, especially in the ocean. The ocean's big, son.
All right. Before we wrap up, let's do our closing thoughts. Shine, what do you got?
I thought this was a great draft, a little bit different, something different than we haven't done before. Something that I finally knew maybe slightly a little bit about, which was interesting for me. I want to double down and say someday we need to do dinosaurs since I didn't pick T-Rex today.
Dilts.
Just going to quote the great legend Bob Barker and say, get your pets spayed or neutered.
You ever try to neuter a Siberian tiger? Duck, beaver, scorpion is the greatest first round pick I've ever had in my life. You know it as a platypus, but I'm sorry. There's no way I wasn't going platypus. Like, seriously, you're like, yeah. Come on now, look at it. It's great. Perry the platypus. That should be what everyone focuses on from here on out. If I don't finish better than third place, I'm drastic measures.
We're going to relegation.
Yeah, like holy.
I think the koala and possibly the tiger will help you.
Yeah,
and owl and the mongoose. I don't know. It's tough. You never know what these nutballs are thinking.
Yeah, I know, but I'm telling you, the great horned owl. If anyone is a big fan of owls, like I am, you're gonna love that pick.
You know that people are gonna pick based on one of our picks. I love penguins. I hate all the other animals, but I love penguins, so I'm going to pick that team. Otters are going to be killer. I know that. Elephants and dolphins are going to be killer picks.
Yeah, yeah. Otter, like, just,
All right, Catman, you got any closing thoughts?
No, like, when I was texting you earlier, animals rule, man. They're pretty cool. I think we should be better stewards of the planet a little bit with, not invading on their habitats and things like that. So that's my little, save the planet, save the rainforest message there. So
save the clock tower.
Yeah.
And Birdo?
Looking at my team, like, other than the capybara, I had no idea what I was going to pick throughout the whole draft. But go ahead and look at Genesis 1, 20 through 25. It's all about how these animals got here.
Gotcha, that's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast and thanks for listening.
Don't forget to check out the website where you can vote, see episode-specific artwork, and find all our draft results. The link is at the bottom of the voting and our Facebook page.
Cat, J-Cat, their scientific name is Bubo virginanus.
Once virginius. Never have a virginanus again.